to check the Matran's unit from rolling and rocking around.
Whoa.
You all right, lover? Take it easy.
I'll be fine.
Want the door open all the way?
Might as well, Jack. Everyone get ready. Can I have my blaster pack, JP?
Here you go.
The heavy Sig Sauer felt good in his hand. The Steyr SSG-70 was on the floor of the gateway, and Ryan stooped to pick up the bolt-action rifle and slung it across his shoulder. Jack stood by the armor-glass door, the Colt Python cocked and ready in his right hand. His left hand on the door, he waited for Ryan to give the signal.
Yeah.
The anteroom was dirty, with piles of plaster and dust that seemed to have fallen from the cracked ceiling. There was a dartboard on one wall, the concrete pitted all around it by near misses. Three darts were still stuck on the board.
26 scored. Looks like this place took a pounding.
JB pointed into the control room, where a third of the overhead strip lights had malfunctioned. There were long cracks in the corners, and more of the ceiling had come down, laying a film of white dust over the flickering dials of the control consoles. Ryan holstered the Sig Sauer, seeing that the double sec doors into the section were firmly closed.
I'm amazed it's still running and working.
Buried deep. Don't know what we're going to find up top. Could be that the rest of the redoubt's been wiped.
May all of the saints who from their labors rest preserve me from having to make yet another jump out of this place.
No hurry to decide.
Mildred tapped one of the desk monitors.
Oh well, it almost worked.
Seccam is all dead.
You feel anything, Christy?
Nothing of life, Ryan. Nothing of the living. Just see a sort of fog of ancient dust. Place has the feel of a very old tomb.
Dean had gone over to examine the doors.
Nothing. Just the same sort of dusty smell there isn't here.
When did you become a hunting dog, young man?
Shut up, Doc!
Ryan joined his son, resting his hand on his shoulder while he carried out the same test. Christy glanced across at that moment, seeing yet again how incredibly alike father and son were. The same sharp, narrow face with the deep-set dark eyes and the same mane of untidy, tumbling, curly black hair. Even in the 11-year-old, there was the same air of coiled menace.
There are gum and candy wrappers on the floor. It looks like this one was hit hard and early.
Did they all get out? Should we go see?
Soon, Jack.
Doc stopped in front of a comp screen that showed several lines of white type, set against a black background.
Do come and take a look at this. Most extraordinary.
They gathered around Doc, peering at the dust-filmed screen.
String of letters and numbers to start with. Nordef all base. Top urgent. Action triple soonest. Ugh. How I hate this journalese gobbledygook that soldiers and scientists love so much. Why can they not use normal speech?
The rest is simple, Doc.
Right, John Barrymore. Red Angels in flight, heading from NNE. Their ETA, if not intercepted by Star Wars missiles, is 3 hours and 42 minutes. Personnel vectors A through E, immediate evacuation. All others, seal all external and internal ports. Nuclear generators, all activated. Prepare long closed down wait. Action immediate. Not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Then it gives that string of letters and numerals once more.
It must be an authorization code, letting them know it was genuine and not a gremlin somewhere in the machine.
Very probably, Dr. Wyeth. I remember that the white coats who ran over Project Whisper were never happier than when their eager little snouts were immersed in manuals of electronic coding.
Read the rest, Doc.
But of course. Where was I? The code. Repeat orders for vectors A through E to evacuate soonest. Rest remain under Operation Snowpack conditions. Then all it says is, God bless you all and God bless America. That's it.
Like a message from the grave.
That isn't dated, but it must have been just before the last war broke out. The Russian missiles were triggered, and our retaliation would also have been underway. All too late for anyone to stop. Even if anyone had wanted to stop.
Ryan turned back toward the massive vanadium steel sector.
So, did they do like they were told? The Matran section is usually buried deepest. If it's got all these cracks and stuff, what kind of damage are we going to find up above? Well, I guess we best go see.
They took the usual precautions. Dean operated the green lever at the side of the door, lifting it to set the powerful gearing system into action. The rest of them all stood away, their guns at the ready, while Ryan flattened himself to the floor, the movement tugging a little at the arrow wound in his back.
Hold it.
Anything?
Ryan studied what he could see under the door, trying to decide what it was.
Up another couple of inches, Dean. That'll do.
What is it, Ryan?
I couldn't be sure whether it was just some discarded rags of clothing. It isn't.
The sight of the body revived the memory of Ryan's nightmare. It was virtually certain that the man, facial hair confirmed the sex of the corpse, had died close to 100 years earlier, probably within hours of Skydark. He was stretched out, his skin blackened by the passing of the ages. One arm was reaching toward the door, as if he'd been knocking for help, or perhaps had tried to get back into the relative safety of the Matrans unit at the last moment. Mildred looked at the golden stripes on the faded, paper-thin cloth of his uniform.
He was a master sergeant.
Where there's one, there'll be others, as Trader used to say.
Yeah, JB. I'll be amazed if we don't find more stiffs as we move along.
There were a dozen in the first 100 yards of the passage, all in the same mummified condition.
I don't get it, Dad.
What's that, son?
It looks like the jump rooms were the safest in the redoubt. People dying out here. How come they didn't get back inside and have a better chance of safety?
Huh. Damned if I know, Dean.
I believe that I can answer that one, my dear Corder.
Doc stooped over Dean.
I believe that the matter transfer section of the redoubt would have been deliberately locked against anyone, because it probably represented the only sure way out of here. The authorities, senior officers and the rest of the beribboned imbeciles, wouldn't have wanted desertion on a massive scale. Not with a war to be fought. Some war, some fight. They feared the men and women under their command might have crammed in here and fled to all points north and south, east and west. So they took the obvious precaution and barred the door.
And they all died. Such stupidity. Such a dreadful waste.
The physical state of the redoubt got worse. They climbed 4 sets of wide stairs, each time discovering more damage and more bodies. The deep cracks in the hugely thick concrete walls and vaulted ceilings were more obvious, and in 2 or 3 places whole sections of masonry had collapsed, spilling piles of dusty gray stone across the passages, exposing the rusting sections of fractured reinforcing metal. JB drew Ryan's attention to the small rad counters they each wore.
Orange.
None of the corpses show any obvious signs of being shot or wounded. Likely it was seepage from the nukes.
JB thought about it, looking around. They were in an open space with several alternate routes opening off, most of them blocked by sectors. A dozen bodies lay near them, some stretched out, some huddled in a fetal position, knees drawn up to their sagging jaws.
Probably. But if the redoubt had been sealed, some of them might simply have gotten trapped in a closed section and starved to death.
Well, the place has been pounded. Makes me wonder about what kind of hardware the Ruskies used. Doesn't look much like a neutron bombing.
The neutron missiles had been developed in the latter part of the 20th century to take out all forms of life, but leave buildings standing. The idea being that the winners could move in and take over the defeated country with as little logistical trouble as possible. The drawback that none of the master tacticians in the Kremlin and the Pentagon had considered was that there wasn't a simple comp-programmed winner and loser, like there'd been in their billion-dollar war games. There were only losers. The redoubt was a bleakly depressing place, brimming with hopeless, pointless death. All the evidence pointed to an evacuation that had gone wrong, and an attempt to safely seal the whole complex that had been a virtual failure. The only part of the whole rambling military base that had survived more or less unscathed was the Matrans unit. Christy and Ryan approached yet another closed set of sectors, the green control lever in the down position.
These poor devils were trapped down here. Why didn't they just open the doors to get out? If we can do it, then why couldn't they?
I wondered about that, then I figured it out. When they were trying to seal the base, they must have used some master control to override the manual controls.
part of the main comm